Now it's time for another Guy Benson Show, Benson Bite, where we bring you the day's most interesting interviews in a bite-sized package. For the full episode, visit GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the day before Christmas Eve, but one guy who never takes off, I mean ever, is Frank Seller. And the reason why, it's just tireless what you do. And every time I look up, Frank... Of course, well, that's kind of my job here. But, I mean, every time I look up, there's another commercial with a celebrity that I really, really like, you know, whether it's Mark Wahlberg, whether it's Cole Hauser, which I'm a huge Yellowstone guy, and I think he's like a generational kind of talent. I mean, you could go on and on. Who else do you have on this roster at this point? Because it seems endless.
Well, you know, we just Dennis Quaid has been doing stuff for us for the last couple of years as well, and we just recognized him at our gala in New York. He's just so committed. You know, the great golfer Gary Player. He is just did a PSA for us. David Wells, Andy Pettit. You know, just so many wonderful people have stepped up, and they come to us. I have to let you know that they volunteer the services. You know, to us. One day, one celebrity one time contacted us. I won't mention names. And I guess their agent, and they wanted to know if they get paid X amount of dollars, could they become a spokesperson? I said, I'll tell you what, if you really want to get involved, I'll pay you just what I pay everybody else. And they said, how much? I said, nothing. So, you know, these great celebrities are coming on board, lending their time and their talent and their resources, many of them, because they all donate also to the foundation. David Wells does a great golf outing for us every year. Wally Joyner, a great baseball player. He does Angels. Three or four golf outings for us every year. So it goes on and on and on. But it did start with Mark Wahlberg, with him doing the first PSAs for us, and then other people joined us.
Absolutely. And we're talking to Frank Seller of the Tunnel 2 Tower Foundation. I met Boomer Wells when you guys were at Fox and he was coming out of Studio M and I was going in, and he actually recognized me, which I always find to be like a goof. Like, no, dude, I have your jersey at home. All right. You're number 33. But I barely recognized him because he became so thin. I'm like, whoa, is this Ozempic, David? Like, where did this come from? But he's like the nicest guy. I probably talked his ear off for about 20 minutes. And as for Dennis Quaid, I met him in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention, and he yelled across a green room that we're in. He goes, "So, Concha, when are you getting your own show?" I'm like, "Oh my God, it's the guy from The Right Stuff asking me when I'm going to get my own show." But what amazed
did
me about
Dennis? Did you see Reagan? Did you see the movie Reagan?
Yes, I did.
Unbelievable! You know, when we introduced him at our gala, I had Michael Reagan introduce him via video, but he did such a beautiful job, President Reagan's son, Mike Reagan. So it was unbelievable. And Mike Reagan said, and now, ladies and gentlemen, my father, oh, excuse me, I mean Dennis Quaid.
So the resemblance is amazing. Funny. And he was apparently like never left character, like preparing for that movie. And I asked Dennis, I said, so what is your most satisfying project? Like, if you've had all these great movies, and I'm throwing out like Any Given Sunday, and my daughter loved The Parent Trap, so I had to throw that out there, and obviously The Right Stuff, the Great Balls of Fire. I mean, he's one of my favorite actors ever. And he goes, oh, Reagan, by far. He goes, that was my favorite film to do. It was the hardest role I ever had to play. He just was really animated about it. So I'm so glad that the movie just completely exceeded expectations. And it's kind of funny. Because on Rotten Tomatoes, that's like the movie site where the critics give their score and then the audience gives their score. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it like 18% out of 100. It's like one of the lowest scores you could get. But then you look at the audience score and it's at 98%. It's one of the highest rated movies.
I know. It's such a farce. Does that surprise you?
No.
Who's rating these movies? Certainly not people that are listening to your show right now, or Guy Benson show right now. And I agree, you should have your own. But it's incredible how everything is slanted. But it was a great movie, and it was very inspirational. And I feel like that right now in America. I'm so proud of the work we're doing at Tunnel to Towers. I believe that, you know, because President Trump was reelected, and there's great optimism in America that we can. One of the promises that the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has made that we're going to eradicate homelessness amongst our veterans. And in the last 2 years, we've gotten 10,000 homeless veterans, not just off the street in an apartment and these beautiful veteran villages I'm building all across America, but we're getting all the supportive services they need to get back into society. So, to your listeners now, I want you to hear all these hotels we bought, Tunnel to Towers, we bought. This is with the $11 a month, you know, and, you know, of course, we have some big corporate sponsors also. We're proud of that. We have, you know, Home Depot, General Motors, American Express, wow. T-Mobile, you know, so we have some of the best for sure. But listen to all these locations: Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Charleston, South Carolina, Detroit, Memphis, Bradenton, Florida, Denver, Colorado, Toms River, New Jersey, Buffalo, New York, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Las Vegas, Long Island, New York, Puerto Rico. We're doing one with a village in Puerto Rico because there's a tremendous amount of veterans that live in Puerto Rico, and, oh, wow, and many, a lot, too many are homeless. Charlotte, Dallas, Orlando, Sacramento, Portland, Cleveland, Austin, Jacksonville, West Palm, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Jackson, New Jersey. Wow. All these locations that we're doing for all the for these great heroes to put them in their own. These are not homeless shelters we built. We built them these beautiful apartments, something, Joe, that you could live in or I could live in, because I will never put any of these great heroes in a place that I wouldn't put my head down at night myself.
That is amazing. We're talking to Frank Stiller, Tunnel to Towers Foundation Chairman and CEO. You were on Neil Cavuto's show not too long ago. I think you announced a 9/11 Institute. What's that about?
Well, we have a curriculum for K through 12. You can download it. It's been downloaded by every state in America, every many schools in America, and parents too that want to just teach their kids what happened on 9/11. And it's incredible the amount of effort we put into it. We have a 9/11 exhibit that goes around, a mobile exhibit that goes around America to make sure that we never forget. And we're going to be doing something very special in the near future. I'm not going to announce it today, but we're all gearing up to do something to make sure people keep it on the forefront of what happened on 9/11. My first mission at Tunnel to Towers is to honor the sacrifice and never forget, not just of my brother, my hero brother, who gave his life up on 9/11, but for all those great heroes that made the ultimate sacrifice, not just then, but has made it ever since.
Your brother, Frank, Stephen Stiller, he ran through the Battery Tunnel to get to the World Trade Center. I mean, that is just...
Yeah, with his fire gear on his back, 60 pounds of gear. He was on his way home to play golf with my brother George, my brother Russ, and myself. And he turned his truck around because he heard the tower was hit. You know, the Twin Towers were hit. And he turned his truck around, got his gear, and made that run. And that tunnel alone is almost 2 miles long. You run with 60 pounds of gear on your back, knowing that what's going to – he didn't know exactly what was going to come out the other side, but he knew it was horrific, and horrific it was, and he gave up his life. But look, we're in what we call a season of hope now for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. We gave that 40 houses in 40 days from Thanksgiving to, you know, the Christmas will be the last house that we give out for our season of hope, you know, some great smart homes that we gave for our catastrophically injured service members or first responders. We have a village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's a Let Us Do Good village right by Tampa. And we just gave a beautiful house to Cleveland, Ohio police officer Jonathan Rodriguez, who is paralyzed because a drunk driver took him out in a car and accident, and while Rodriguez was responding on a call, and now he's paralyzed. But now he's in this beautiful smart home in a community. We're building 100 of these homes for the in this beautiful community in Land O'Lakes. And once again, we ask people to go to t2t.org because we do it $11 at a time, and that speaks volumes of how kind and generous Americans are.
And we're talking to Frank Stiller, Tunnel to Towers Foundation Chairman and CEO. The website, once again, t2t.org. And think about what $11 a month is, folks. That's basically two cups of coffee at Starbucks, okay? I mean, it's something that I think most of us can afford, and certainly you know the money is going to where it's supposed to with this charity. How much do you, and I don't know if you have this number off the top of your head, Frank, but how much have you raised since you started Tunnel to Towers? I mean, it's got to be in the hundreds of millions by now.
No, yeah, it's a lot more than that, and it's because we have to. Listen, we're delivering over 200 mortgage-free homes a year, plus I'm buying each one of these. What I just read out, all those locations, you know, between buying the hotel and renovating and making them individual apartments for these great heroes, right? Each one of these locations, you know, $17 to $20 million a location. So that's a lot of money, and I just read out like 30 different locations. So you could do the math, and it's $600 million right there. So it's a lot of money that we're committed to, because we're committed to hundreds and hundreds of these, if not thousands, of these particular veteran villages across America. So, yeah, we've raised hundreds of millions of dollars, but we need to raise billions of dollars because of the commitment that the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has made. So here's our promise, all right? Here's our promise, Joe.
Okay.
That if you go out to protect our country or our community and you give your kids kiss goodbye and you don't come home, we're going to take care of your family that's left behind. We're going to either pay off their mortgage, or we're going to build them a home if they don't have one, or buy them a home if they don't have one. Anyone in America, whether it be Gold Star or a former first responder family in America, you die and leave your family behind, we're going to do that. Our promise is that if you give your body for your community or for your country, again, catastrophically injured, we're going to build you a mortgage-free smart home. And we're doing that all over the country. And, you know, we have some great supporters that donate just for that. And we have other ones that donate just for the homeless veterans and some for our first responders. So, and then, you know, with the veterans villages that we're doing for our homeless veterans all across America, that we did 10,000 already.
Wow.
You know, 10,000. Think about it. That's a big number. So we need to raise as much money as we can, because we have made these big promises and we're keeping them. And we're keeping them because of, once again, your listeners. You know, it's funny. I was on Fox and Friends this morning with Guy.
Yeah.
So it was we had a nice segment, and I said the same thing. You know, we can't do it unless the people that are listening or watching can most certainly join us on this mission to do good while we have time.
Amazing. And I literally just, I can't believe I hadn't done this before, because I've met you and I see the commercials all the time. I just realized, I'm like, wait, I am not donating to this. So literally you could check the website, Frank, when you get off with me, but you'll see that I just committed to be a donor on a monthly basis. And I implore everybody out there to do the same as well. No more worthy charity. There's plenty of worthy charities, don't get me wrong, but great work that Frank Seller is doing. And Frank, I really appreciate you joining, and you have a very Merry Christmas.
You have a very Merry Christmas yourself, Joe, to you and your family. God bless. And of course, God bless America.
Wow. I mean, to do what he did. I mean, you lose your brother and, you know, you're heartbroken, but he's saying, all right, I'm going to make a difference. And boy, have they made a difference. You hear those numbers? I mean, it's incredible. Anyway, this is Joe Concha in for Guy Benson. Back with more in just a moment.
That was yet another Benson Bite. For full episodes of The Guy Benson Show, go to GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.